G'day to all Main Menu listeners again. Going to talk about a great program this week. A few people have been converted over to it in the last couple of weeks. So I thought now that it's time to speak about this great program. I do apologise in advance for the cold that I have, but we'll battle on. The program I'm going to talk about today is an FTP client called FTP Voyager. Really nice piece of software. I've been using this program for about a bit over a year now. And I recommended this program to a few people like DJC and people like that. And they've all gone and bought it like the rest of us all have. And it's very, very cool. And you'll see why in a short while. Basically, FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. And what that means, basically, is instead of downloading files through the web, and if you download files on you, basically then you'll be able to just go and get it using an FTP client. And with most of today's clients, including FTP Voyager, you can resume the download if it fails. So that's very, very good. Now, when you first load or install FTP Voyager onto your machine, it'll actually come up like a normal installation wizard for most programs these days. And you just take all the default choices. That's fine. It asks you things in regards to what sort of a connection you have. Direct internet connections normally selected. And that's fine for most people, unless you're behind a firewall or a proxy or something like that. So direct is fine. When you install it, it loads and installs. And we'll run it now for you, just so you can hear how it works. So I'm just starting it now. It's loading up.
Okay, here we go. FTP Voyager.
Okay, what it does, it puts you into the Site Profile Manager to begin with. And basically you can set up different FTP servers you want to connect to, which is very cool. You can tell it not to start up this way if you like. I'll show you some of the options you get. There's a fair few, but we'll cover them pretty quickly for you. Okay, first of all,
Shift Tab, Help Button.
That's the Help Button. That's quite good. Okay, the first thing you normally come across is the name of the server.
Tab 313 View, Steve's FTP site.
Okay, that's a site belonging to a friend. That's very good. Okay, and you've also got other sites listed there as well. Now, if you tab along, you get things like
Tab Name, Edit Steve's FTP site.
You get the name of the site. And you get
tab description.
Description, which you can either fill in or leave it blank.
Tab FTP site. Edit.
And that's the address for the site. That's fine. You just put it in.
Tab default directory. Edit.
Okay, default directory. You can tell it what directory you'd like to be in when you log on to the site. Most of the time you leave it alone because you don't know. Some servers have different directory structures and you don't know always what directory you'll be in, so you leave it alone.
Tab available on toolbar checkbox not checked.
Available on toolbar. Basically that means when you're in the main window of FTP Voyager, it's like a toolbar and you can have different sites listed there. So you can click on the site and a little menu will drop down. And you can arrow down to the site and hit enter, and it'll connect you. But I find it just as easy just to start up in the Site Profile Manager and just hit enter on the name of the site I want to connect to.
Tab, anonymous login, checkbox not checked.
Anonymous login, for most servers, unless they're private, you leave that box ticked, and it'll assume the username of anonymous, and your email address normally for the password is how it works. But you can put anything there you'd want. But normally your email address is your password. Unless it's not if it's a public site, that's the case. If it's private, you normally get a username and a password. The next two boxes are username and password, which we'll skip over.
Tab, save password, checkbox check.
Save password, yep, normally tick that anyway, so it doesn't ask you every time you log on.
Tab, new site button.
New site. If you want to create a new FTP profile for another server, you click on that new button. So if you want to make a new button the first time you log on to FTP Voyager, tab over to the new button and hit the space bar. and it'll come up with exactly the same options as we've been looking at so far, and you just fill in the relevant information.
Tab, new folder button.
New folder, you can make a new folder, like it's like a tree view, these folders basically. So you can have different folders and with that contain different sites, which is cool.
Tab, delete button.
Delete, you can delete the current site if you want to.
Tab, advanced, dot, dot, dot.
Advanced, we won't worry about that.
Tab, filters.
Filters, we'll leave alone.
Tab, shortcuts.
Shortcuts, haven't touched that up actually, so I'm not exactly sure.
Tab, connect button.
And connect. So that's fine. Okay, I don't want to connect to that site. What I want to do is hit escape to get out of this profile manager.
Tree view.
Okay, tree view. Now, this is like an Explorer, a Windows Explorer interface. So you've got a tree view and a list view. So all your directories will appear in the tree view. And you can also tab once to the list view and arrow up and down your directories. And press enter on the directory that you're interested in. We're going to log on to a public site very, very quickly and show you exactly how it works. So we'll log on to the Hendra Joyce FTP site. Now, I'll just quickly show you the pull-downs. So you press Alt.
Menu bar, file.
File.
Edit.
Edit.
View.
View.
Tools. Schedule. Queue. Help.
Okay. Now, Quick Connect is F7, but if you weren't sure, you could go to the Tools menu.
Queue. Schedule. Tools.
And hit down arrow or enter.
Menu active. Find. Quick Connect. Dot dot F7.
Okay, I'll just press enter on that.
Enter, leaving menus, Quick Connect dialog, and password, FTP site, edit.
Okay, I'll just type in the address for the Hendra Joyce site. Oops. Okay, it's a public site, I'll just press enter on it.
Com, enter, tree view.
And it's connecting. You can do an insert 3 if you're running JAWS, and read the bottom line, and it'll come up with...
Connecting.
Connecting, which is cool.
Level 0, FTP.
Okay, now, that sound meant that I'm connected to the site. So I'll just tab to get to the list view.
Tab, list view, document, file, folder.
Okay, here are the folders. You can assign your own sounds to FTP Voyager, so you can have a sound when you connect, a sound when a transfer finishes, and some other events as well. Now, I think there's even one if a transfer fails. We'll just tab down these directories.
Download, file folder, incoming, file
we'll
folder,
go down.
Shows, better, dist, file.
Okay, JFW dist.
Enter.
Enter on that. Now, the only thing that it doesn't do, you don't know when the directories are finished loading. You can keep having a look at the title, not title bar, the status bar on the screen.
Dist bin.
Okay, so it's loaded, obviously, because it just read me the directory name. If it was still loading, it would have come up with finding files, bin, which means binary. Okay, we'll go down here.
JFW 3.0, file folder.
Okay.
2, JFW 2.0. JFW 3.3, enter.
Okay, we'll choose this folder here, JFW 3.3. And, okay, it's come up. We'll arrow down.
JFW 33 patch, file folder.
That's a patch folder.
Scripts, file folder.
The scripts.
Support file folder.
Looking for a short file here.
JFW 33026 x 13 MB.
No, 13 MB. It's too big. Okay, we'll support go to
JFW 33 patch.
Go to the
enter.
Patch folder, and we'll see. I'm sure there's a README in here which we can just try and download.
JFW 33026 patch x 1000. JFW 33026 patch.
Okay, that's the only one there is. If you want to go back a level, you press your backspace key. And that'll put you into the previous directory level.
JF scripts.
Okay, let's try the support folder. I'm sure there's something here. So we'll have a quick look.
MSAD DLL 165.
It'll
do. EC32D DLL 120.
Okay. MSAD DLL 160. Let's grab this DLL file. No idea what it does, but we'll grab it anyway. Control D is your download command. So you can, like, select a whole bunch of files with your control up and down arrows in your space bar if you want to. Or control A to select the lot. Select the lot. And then you hit your control D for download. And you do a similar thing for uploading as well. You just press your control U for upload after you've selected the files in the correct directory. So we'll hit control D now.
Control D.
And hopefully...
Downloading Sudden.
There's downloading. Now, I've written a little script here which tells me the percentage of the file that's coming in so far.
Left parent 16%.
16%, and the transfer rate at the moment...
5.43 kbps.
That's not too bad. And the amount of the file...
114,000.
So it's almost complete. You'll hear a musical chime or some sound when it's finished, which won't be too long.
FTP.
There we go. So it puts you back to your directory structure, in other words. And another good thing about the program, if the file, for example, failed, and you press Control D on the same file, it'll come up and you get a few options like you can resume, override the existing file, things like that. Overall, I'm very pleased with the program, and I've been using it now for a while. I'll give out some details now on where you can download the program from and that sort of thing.
Untitled.
Okay, we're back in Cool Edit. Okay, first of all, I'll mention the price. I admit last week that I forgot to mention the price of the review I did last week. This program is $39.95 US. Not bad for a program. Now, every year, the way it works is you get a year, when you first buy the program, you get a year's updates free. Every year, I think it's about $19 or $20 for a year's worth of updates to FTP Voyager. Not bad. I don't mind paying that sort of money for something. And they update this fairly often, I must admit. They come out with updates every few months, which is cool. So that's very good. Now, the address you can download the program, it is about, I think it's nearly 3 megabyte download. You can get it from www.ftpvoyager, that's ftpvoyager.com, so ftpvoyager.com. You can also go to the download.com as well, and you can grab the program from there. If anyone wants to write to me about the program or has anything they'd like to mention, they can write to scott@acbradio.org and we'll be pleased to help you out with your with the problems you have, might be having with the program or something like that. Overall, program's really good. Give it 10 out of 10. I haven't found anything yet that I haven't been able to use. There may well be something which I just haven't used because I don't need the feature at the moment. There's heaps of features packed into this program. The help's easy to use, and in the help menu you get an update or check for update function, so you can have a look and see if there's a later version of FTP Voyager. This is Scott Rutkowski for Main Menu on ACB Radio for this program. The help's easy to use, and in the help menu you get an update or check for update function, so you can have a look and see if there's a later version of FTP Voyager. This is Scott Rutkowski for Main Menu on ACB Radio.